Welcome back to Bears, Brews, and the Bros. This is your boy, Smoking Jay, in the house. I got my brother, Sweetness, up in here. How you feeling tonight, Brody?
I'm good, man. Ready to, you know, chop it up about this Bears W against those god-awful Jaguars, man. So, shit, let's dive into it, man. Let's chop it up and break it down for the folks out there.
Hell yeah, man. Let's break this down. This is the first episode that me and Brody are doing side by side over here. So we're going to be covering it for Drill, for Renegade, for Doc, for the other bros. But yeah, man, 41-17, Bears pulled out a must-win game versus the Jaguars. Cardinals ended up losing, which was big for us. And our playoff hopes are alive, man. But real quick, man, any takeaways from this game? What's a couple of things you could take away from this game that you saw? Just rapid fire type shit.
So, I mean, we saw some vintage Trubisky out there using his legs, getting into the end zone. Some nice throws. I know he threw a dart to Graham in the middle of the field there in the end zone. And then he threw him one over the top, which was also nice. You know, Jimmy Graham makes a hell of a play on something that could have sailed out there. But, you know, just all in all, you just look at this game. You look at the fact that we had to win. We did it. We stayed alive. Who we beat, it's nobody to really rave about. We beat the Jacksonville Jaguars. And, you know, like I said, we kind of knew coming into this game, they're kind of laying down. There's no James Robinson out there. And, you know, we kept our playoff hopes alive. And that's pretty much all I'm going to take out of it. I'm not going to take the 41-17 victory in any type of way. If we would have won 19-17, I would have felt the same way. So, I mean, all in all, we're alive. We get the pack next weekend to really stay alive.
Oh, yeah. So, we're going to get into that. We're going to get into that real quick. Because you talk about your back against the wall. That's exactly what that game is. But, yeah, man, a couple of takeaways. They kept feeding Monty. You know, they were consistent with that. They gave him 20-plus carries. You know, that's something that Matt Nagy in the past, he used to always say. He'd be like, man, we couldn't get the running game going. So that's how we couldn't give Monty the ball he wanted to. He has no excuse now, you know. This is the bread and butter of this team. That's David Montgomery. He's proven that he's a 20-plus touch guy. You know, and that's where the money is at for the Bears offense, bro. So 41 points again. Yeah, we play the Jaguars. You know, they don't really have a quarterback. They're playing quarterback competition leading up into this game. You know, Ginshu, the Minsu, whatever, and Glennon. And, you know, Glennon got the start. The first half, it was kind of crazy. It was 13-10. But the Bears pulled away like they should have against this team. I mean, Dare Ogunbowale was their, you know, leading rusher. You know, James Robinson sat down, didn't play this game. DJ Chark made a hell of a catch in the end zone. But, you know, in reality, this was served to us on a silver platter, man. This was a game that the Jaguars did not want to win. And they showed it, man, giving up 41 points to the Bears. And I know our offense has been playing better. But we got to keep things in perspective, man. Like, we've been playing some teams that give up a lot of points. But it's nice to see us capitalize. But we got to take this momentum. I mean, I don't think we're going to waste too much time with this game. Allen Robinson, 10 catches, 100-plus yards. Extend AR. You know, that's something that Ryan Pace, you know, hopefully Ryan Pace isn't the one that has to work on it on the offseason. But, you know, regardless, that's something that the Bears need to continue to look into is extend AR. That's a must. And, you know, without him, this offense is going to be, you know, kind of scary. But we need to get that taken care of. Next game up, though, Brody.
Well, real quick, one quick takeaway on the Monty comments. I know Matt Nagy always wanted to, you know, he was always preaching about giving the ball more. But Monty, he's turned into a better back, whether it was halfway through this season, because last season it was kind of hard to watch him as well, you know, running all this East and West shit and just all this pity-pat stuff in the backfield. Now he's doing what we saw him do in Iowa State, right?
Oh, yeah.
So he's doing those kind of things. He's bulldozing over people. He's picking a hole and he's hitting it. You know, he's being really, really decisive about what he wants to do, man. And I'm kind of watching this kid grow up before our eyes, and it's really good to see, man.
Yeah.
You know, over 1,000 yards rushing this
Congrats.
Season.
Congrats, Monty.
Yeah, way to do it. Way to, you know, put your head down and go get this money, bro, because at the end of the day, not every back is good because they're offensive line. Some backs just have to be great. whether you have a line or not. So, like I said, we're watching this kid grow up before our eyes, and it's a good sight to see for the future, honestly.
Yeah, it is, man. And you know what? I was getting past this game a little bit too quick because, you know, we were just talking before we jumped on here about how some people in Chicago are saying, oh, you know, Mitch has earned, you know, he has the right to remain the Bears quarterback going into next year. He's earned himself a contract. And, you know, I hear you guys saying that, and I'm like, okay, we went 3 in a row. I get it. You know, been putting up some nice points. You know, Vikings is really the only team that I respect out of the three that we faced. But at the same time, Mitch, you know, before this 3-game winning streak, I was telling you guys, it's crazy because Mitch, at some point during the year, he always has his hot streak. He always has his hot streak, bro. And we're looking at this hot streak now. I don't want us to get fooled, bro, because in this same game, Mitch showed us who he is, bro. Making stupid throws, dumb interceptions. Like, Mitch is so inconsistent, but that's just who he is. He makes dumb decisions. And yeah, his legs helps him as far as giving him more time in a pocket, out of the pocket, running, you know, east and west, whatever. But at the end of the day, he will fuck up. He will make the wrong decision, as in throwing into triple or even 4-man coverage like he did on an interception. So that's who Mitch is, bro. Yeah. Like, my opinion doesn't change with Mitch. Has your opinion changed with him, bro?
Honestly, no. We saw him throw that arid pass right before halftime, and he could, you know, sit there and say, I wanted to get some points on the board before going into the locker room, and I was trying to just make something happen. Well, you know what? You do that on the regular at any given moment, so I don't even want to hear that excuse either. There's about 5 Jaguars back there and 3 Bears, so it's just a bad decision. Again, it's Trubisky trying to do too much again. I don't know how long he ran back there in the pocket before he made such a dumb decision. So it's what we're used to seeing. Doesn't change my opinion on him. If the kid can stay hot, man, more power to him. But at the end of the day, we're playing these teams, and the only one, like you called out, was the Vikings. We beat them 19-13. And now we need to start beating teams like the next topic.
Yeah. Next topic too, bro. We're talking about the playoffs, and this game has playoff implications for the Packers and for us, man. This is a huge fucking game, and we need to get right, bro. You can't make mistakes like you did versus the Jaguars versus the Packers. This is a team, they're playing for that week one bye. If they don't get that week one bye, if they were to lose to us and the Saints or the Seahawks come up and take that away from the Packers, they're going to be playing us in that first round. So one way or the other, the Packers, they have to beat us as far as making it to the next round in their eyes. And why not try to beat us and get that first round bye? I think they're going to come out ready. We saw A.J. Dillon just fucking go crazy against the Titans.
Yeah.
They got that rushing attack. We see the Shanahan, you know, imprint going all around the league. Yeah. With Matt LaFleur over there, and it's crazy. The impact is real, bro.
So let's touch base on that real quick.
Yeah.
Green Bay Packers, okay, they're playing for home field advantage and a first week bye.
Yep.
We know they want the Super Bowl to go through Lambeau, and that's a fact. Now, we can come out there, and you know what? So this is the thing. That A.J. Dillon stuff, it's not happening. It's that ripping us up to get, you know, just gashing us up as a defense. It's not happening. Our linebackers are too thirsty right now. Akeem Hicks is back and healthy, and he's popping. So we might be able to control the line of scrimmage when it comes to A.J. Dillon trying to play bully ball.
Okay.
I don't think that's going to happen. If it does happen, it's because we're sitting back there trying to deny Aaron Rodgers, the Devontae Adams of the world and stuff like that. But in all reality, what happened with the Titans is that the Green Bay Packers took over the line of scrimmage and, in essence, took over the damn game.
Man, we were watching that game. I feel like the Packers were doing whatever they wanted. Yeah. You know, whenever they wanted Devontae Adams, they were finding him. They wanted a little bit of Tonyan action, they were hitting him. They wanted to run the ball, they were just running. They did whatever they wanted to the Titans. Now, our defense is way better than the Titans' defense. We got a lot of playmakers. You know, starting from the trenches all the way to the back end with the DBs that we have. So I'm interested to see if Jalen Johnson is back. I hope he is, because he helps. I know he's a young rook and he was getting a little bit beat, you know, in the last couple games that he played, but I think it's more because of the injury he was trying to play through. Let's see if Buster Screen, I know he's not, you know, somebody that we're big fans of, but he's still, you know, it makes a big difference when you know who's playing next to you and you have some sort of chemistry. And although Screen isn't the best nickel back, bro, like, it's, you have a different feel as a linebacker, as a safety. You know what he's doing. You know his style. You know what's going on over there. I feel like that's going to help the rest of the defense. You know, I know it sounds kind of crazy, but still, I think our team, one of the biggest things, like you said, we're going to have to win at the line of scrimmage. Akeem Hicks, Khalil Mack, what's this dude's name? Quinn?
Robbie Quinn.
You know, I always forget his name, and there's a reason why. Like, I swear to God, bro.
Very forgetful. That's
very,
why.
Very forgettable, man. But we need to step up, and we need to win in the trenches. We need to stop that run game. Davante Adams. What do we do with Davante Adams?
So, I mean, I saw the Titans trying to play man-to-man. I didn't really see too much help over the top, except for one particular play, and that turned into a touchdown. Davante Adams just did two DBs in, and he scores a touchdown. Now, the thing is, those Titans DBs from the beginning of the game looked like they were on ice. They really didn't know how to handle the circumstances, and I don't really know what the weather is going to be like. But the Bears are strapped, and we're used to the snow. I don't know about the rookie Jalen Johnson, but we're used to it. We, you know, we play on bad turf to begin with.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so we kind of know. And we're at Soldier. So, you know, advantage Bears on the home field, advantage Bears on knowing how to play in late December and being able to adjust to climate and work with the field, because the Titans struggled with that the whole game.
That's the biggest thing going our way, is the fact that we know how to play on such a bad field. You know what I'm saying? I think that's the biggest key right there. But moving forward, like, okay, so we're talking about our defense, what we feel like the defense has got to do to pretty much at least give us a chance, bro, because we know 100% we're not going to be able to stop the Packers all the way.
Okay, so the initial question was, I kind of deviated to, you know, the field conditions and, mm-hmm. and home field. Well, the reality of it is, Kyle Fuller this year is playing out of his mind, okay? This is probably one of the best seasons I've seen him have. If I'm the Bears, and I don't care where Davante Adams lines up, I am sending Kyle Fuller that way. And I know Chuck Pagano probably does not have the fucking balls to do that, but you should. When this kid is playing at this level, give him the highest praise and put him against, you know, the best receiver in the league, handedly. And shadow the fuck out of him with an Eddie Jackson ball hawk type of dude. Do not worry about anyone else. If you get beat one-on-one by anyone else, I don't mind. Just don't get beat up by Davante Adams because you were being too stubborn. That's my thing. That's how I go about Davante Adams. I don't care if we're a man down because we have to put something over the top. Put this motherfucker in the coffin. If everybody else wants to live, go ahead. But don't let 17 beat you, because like I said, we can handle the trenches. That's cool. Now, handle 17, because he's a fucking problem, and we know it.
So, double up 17.
Every chance you get, especially when they are, you know, when those are, you know, noticeable passing downs, you have to be able to handle him. Even when you even think that they might pass.
The third and longs, you're doubling him up, hands down. You take him out of the script.
Yeah.
Take him out of Aaron Rodgers, you know, as far as an option goes. Kyle Fuller, he doesn't shadow, though.
No,
he doesn't shadow. So I don't think he's going to shadow. There's a reason why. You know, a lot of times we got to look at the legit, you know, big hitters in the cornerback game that shadow. That's like a Jalen Ramsey. He legit shadows. I think Tre'Davious White does too. And I think it's not so – a lot of people sometimes they say, hey, man, just put your best cornerback on Davante Adams and shadow him. Look, there's a big difference when you're a DB on the outside versus a DB in a slot. You know what I'm saying? When you're a DB in a slot, you got to be ready for that wide receiver to go left or right. When you're a DB on the outside, you could at least protect the out-of-bounds area. You know what I'm saying? There's different techniques. So a lot of fans, you guys might be like, oh, just put Fuller on him and you're good to go. It doesn't work like that, because Davante Adams lines up anywhere.
Yeah.
He'll line up in a slot. He'll line up in X, Y, Z. It don't matter.
It's just going to be really, really scary to see him line up in the slot getting defended by Buster Screen.
And that's when we double him up. Have to. When you see him in a slot.
I think the double team has to be wherever he is. Like I said,
no matter what.
Whether he's in a slot, whether he's on the outside. I mean, he does outside routes, inside routes just as well as he does any route. So, like I said, don't let him beat you. Make sure that you, man, turn up on his ass.
Is he the priority?
He's always got to be the priority.
He's got to be the priority.
He's got to be. Because we can handle the trenches. If they want to come in, like I said.
You're 100% confident about the trenches? Because I'm a little shaky on it. I'm not going to lie to you.
I am comfortable with the fact that we have a Roquan Smith that's been flying around, balling out this year. I'm comfortable with Akeem Nicks being able to be there. Khalil Mack as well. Bobby Quinn needs to step the fuck up. And that's been for weeks now, probably since the
whole year.
Of the season.
The whole year, honestly.
So I'm very comfortable with the trenches. Even with the questionable Bobby Quinn out there, I'm still comfortable.
Still a body. He's a big body.
And, like I said, we have a pretty stout defensive line and a good linebacking core that can make some plays out there, bro. Just to be honest, we can.
All right.
I'm cool with the trenches. I think we can handle it.
How do we I know I'm hitting you with all the questions, but, you know, I like how this is going right now. How do we attack as far as our front goes? Are we just playing them straight up with the front four? Are we heavy on the blitz? Are we just picking and choosing calculated times to blitz? You know, obviously, like, when it's a passing down, are you just relying on your front four? Or what are we doing? What do you think is the best approach here?
We saw Aaron Rodgers struggle in one particular game. I forgot who they played. But that team, I think it was Tampa. I forgot exactly. But they made him very uncomfortable. And I think he had his worst game of the season. And that doesn't really mean too much because, you know, he still probably, you know, had a good game. But if your front, you know, for the first couple of possessions can't get any pressure, you're going to have to start applying the pressure. And that means bringing an extra body. You can't just go four. You might have to go five, six at times. You never know. But you can't let this dude get comfortable. Try not to let him set his feet. Like I said, we can handle the trenches. I was more or less speaking on the run game. Mm-hmm. And that's where they turned the fuck up on Tennessee and took over the game.
And I get that. But we cannot forget Aaron Rodgers, bro. Like, the truth of the matter is this, bro. If we do somehow contain Davante Adams, they still got the threat of the run game. The threat of the run game is legit as fuck. And that's what worries me, because you hit us with that play action and we're trying to stuff that run. We get caught in between. Adams is doubled up. Somebody might be open. And you best believe Aaron Rodgers, in a 40-plus touchdown versus four interception year, he's going to find him.
Yeah.
This motherfucker's hot.
So our best bet when it comes to that is pretty much, like I said, you need to be able to stop A.J. Dillon without really blitzing him, because those linebackers need to be in full protect mode with what's going on behind.
Can I say
him.
Something real quick?
What's that?
I love that you just said A.J. Dillon in front of Aaron Jones, though. I like how you did that shit without even trying. You know what I'm saying? Because we just saw what he did. This dude's a closer, bro. Yeah. This dude's a smack you in the mouth. Bro, you're gonna be scared to tackle me.
They were force feeding this motherfucker. And Aaron Jones came in and made a couple decent little plays. Mm-hmm. But in all reality, they look like they want to be physical.
Smash mouth.
They want to play physical and still
Shanahan offense.
They want to be physical, but they want to shit on you and let you know that Davante Adams can still fucking kill you. Now, we need to be able to take the fucking, you know, cut the head off the fucking snake. And penetrate, like I said, on the line of scrimmage.
No.
That's considered
Akeem Hicks.
That's considered taking the fucking head off the snake, and you just kill him right there. With Davante Adams, you know, running whatever routes he wants to run, when you own the line of scrimmage, sometimes you don't really have to worry about that.
Facts. Okay, so I think we got the defense covered. Offensively, all right. What's the game plan, bro? What's the game plan? How do we attack this Packers defense? We have to put up a lot of points. Are we relying on our defense and playing complementary offense? Or are we going to be a little bit aggressive and pick our spots? What's the approach, bro? What's the game plan that you see for us to be successful to pull out that dub here in Soldier Field, bro?
Turn this into a fucking grind game. Don't turn this into a shootout, because just like with Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes, you don't want to worry about outscoring them, especially when you got fucking Trubisky behind center. Even though we've been putting up a lot of points lately, you know, I think the Packers have one of the top three cornerbacks in the league. They got the kid on the line. I forget his name, but he's balling out. So, I mean, I want to make it a grinded out game, 20 to 15, 22 to 17, something like that. So, I mean, you got to be able to do the zone reads, cut the field in half for Trubisky with the bootlegs and stuff like that. Those are the kind of things that Matt Nagy had. We have to instill that and keep doing it. We did it against Jacksonville a lot. We cut the field in half. You know, we made decisions easier for Trubisky. We got to make life easy for him, and that's a given. So when we let him understand he has to make plays, if your read's not there, bro, you know, just throw the ball out of bounds. Don't fucking run out of bounds for a 5-10 yard loss. He's got to keep his head, man, because those Packers are coming. They want the home field advantage through the playoffs. They want all this other shit. But we can literally come in to Soldier and give them some smoke. I really do believe that. This is going to be a game where, you know, emotions are going to be riding high for both sides.
Yeah.
For a lot of people, coaches included, players included.
Fans, a lot on the line, bro.
Fans included.
There's a lot on the line right here. And not to mention jobs, you know, possibility of, losing their jobs and, you know, future with the players on the team. You don't know what's going to happen.
What do you think that, you know, this game is going to look like at halftime?
Honestly, I think it's going to be like a 10-3, 10-6 game. I'm not sure who's going to be up, but I think this is going to be a low-scoring game, and it needs to be a low-scoring game if the Bears are going to have a chance, to your point. We cannot get in a shootout with this team. Another thing, too, this game plan, you know, if we're not running the ball and when we are passing the ball, we got to beat this into Mitch's head. If you got two reads, you got two reads. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
You can't go ahead and try to do, you know what I'm saying, wait for that receiver to get loose, run and take, you know, a 1-2 yard, you know, gain, or throw the ball away. Don't force the ball. We don't need you doing that. We don't need to see you make dumb decisions. Keep us in the game. Let's play some clean football here, man. Give ourselves a chance. Let's try to get Monty going. We need that. We need that. So in order for Mitch to be successful, we need to stay with the run game. I don't want to see Nagy do what he's done in the past where, the run game wasn't working after you give Monty 3 or 4 carries for 4 or 5 yards. You got to stick with it, man. You have to. Because we know what Mitch will do at the end of the day if you put all the pressure on him. I'm not saying he can't handle a lot of pressure. He's done all right in some pressure situations. I'm not going to say that he can't do that, but you can't put it all on him because he can't handle it. And that's point blank.
You just said a very important phrase. Clean football, smart football. It all goes hand in hand. We don't need the extracurricular bullshit when you're coming over here and trying to make things happen when there's nothing there. This defense is not great as far as the Packers go.
But they're not bad.
But they will make you pay, though.
Darnell Savage, Jair Alexander, the brothers. It's slipping my mind right now. You know what I'm talking about.
I probably do, but the linebackers.
The Smith is it?
Yeah, the Smith brothers.
Bro, these guys, they got some hitters on that team. Adrian Amos, we can't forget about him. Hey, man, this team, the Packers defense, I feel like is a little bit underrated, man. And I'm not saying that they're a shutdown defense, but they, you know what this defense is? They make plays, bro.
They make splash plays. Splash plays opposite of Aaron Rodgers means a lot of wins, and that's exactly what they've been doing. When you can be steady as they have as defense, man, you got Aaron Rodgers behind that, it's really hard to beat that shit. Now, like I said, emotions are going to be riding high on this one. It's going to be a different atmosphere. This is a win or you don't make the playoffs. This is for the Packers. They want a bye week. They want to rest their dudes. They want the fucking Super Bowl to go through Lambeau.
Yeah.
And we don't want that. You know, we're Green Bay Packer killers, bro.
Oh, yeah.
You know, fuck Green Bay.
All day.
So that's how we're going to be feeling on Sunday when we play these dudes. And, you know, that's kind of how I'm feeling right now. I'm getting kind of amped up about it.
Hell yeah, man. Okay. You just talked about the game, what it means for the Packers, what it means for the Bears as far as winning. We don't necessarily have to win to make the playoffs. We could get fucking pants in the middle of Soldier Field, lose 50-6. And if the Cardinals lose, we're still in. So this is a situation. Cardinals are playing the Rams. Jared Goff had surgery on a broken thumb, I think it was. He's not playing. But the Cardinals, Kyler Murray, as of right now, he's questionable to play that game, which is crazy. He's been playing banged up for a little bit, bro.
Yeah.
And we know it because we have him in fantasy, you know what I'm saying?
We watch him
closely, you know what I'm saying? The Arizona Cardinals, you know, they're a fun team to watch. But look, that Rams defense, they just lost. The Rams team just lost to the Seahawks. That Rams defense is legit. Last time they played the Cardinals, they held Murray down to around 200 yards or so. You know, Murray's going to have to do a lot more than that. But they got that one thing going for them, which is Goff is injured. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens off of that. If the Cardinals win, we have to win the game to get in. If we lose and the Cardinals lose, we're still in. So we got two different ways to get into this.
So this scenario is crazy because there's no Goff.
No Goff.
Cardinals are coming in with a questionable Kyler.
Yeah.
The thing about that is, if the decision's up to Kyler,
he's playing.
The Cardinals are going to win that game. That's pretty much it. The Cardinals are going to win. If he's out, the Rams are going to win because I give advantage defense.
Yeah.
And that's just that. Rams win if Kyler doesn't play. If Kyler plays, Cardinals are in.
Okay.
We have to win. In my eyes, we have to beat the Packers because – and then again, I don't know exactly what time these games are going on.
We got the afternoon game. And I'll get back to you on the Arizona game right now.
Yeah, so, you know, back to the same topic, you don't want to leave your fate in the hands of anyone else ever. And that's just a life rule. That's a life rule.
Facts.
So, you know, we're talking about football, too. You know, that's life, too. So, yeah, don't let anyone else make decisions, bro. When you could win and make the playoffs, go ahead and do that. Don't worry about the next team. Just go ahead and try to get that W, bro. It's going to be tough to watch and keep tabs on it. But so what's the schedule on a Rams-Cardinals?
Both games, Bears and Rams-Cardinals, kick off at 3:25 Pacific time.
Oh, man, there's going to be a lot of score. There's going to be a lot of scoreboard watching. Oh, yeah,
already.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun, I'm telling you. And just to be honest, man, there's high hopes, man, on this side. I haven't been as excited as I am for this game. As far as a Bears game goes,
amen.
In a long time.
Hey, bro, like this year has been like the this is 2020 fucking year. If this has been a 2020 season for a Bears fan, if anything, we talked about arguing between Foles and Mitch, talked about Nagy and Pace getting fired, you know, arguments about like, you know, Foles and Mitch, like I said, you know, and myself, you know, coming into this year, I was okay with Foles under the assumption of like, look, Matt Nagy can't run his playbook because of Mitch. Bro, you know what? The truth of the matter is this, bro. You can't force a playbook on a team that doesn't have the roster to run that playbook with, bro. You can't do that.
We are not anywhere near what the Kansas City Chiefs personnel has or had. So coming over here thinking you can run shit and run it sweet like that, and this dude literally got a reality check in the last year or two, whatever it was,
this season, because he was still stubborn. And that during the six game losses, this guy was refusing to switch it up. And this is a credit to what's his name that came from the Bengals,
Bill Lazor.
Credit to him, bro. He's in Nagy's ear. We need to run the ball, we need to go heavy, 12 personnel heavy. What have we been seeing? Kmet, Ingram involved more in the passing game with Allen Robinson. Then you have Darnell Mooney in motion with the little end arounds. You know what I'm saying? Getting loose on a quick little slant.
Those screens,
it goes a long way.
Those screens to Darnell Mooney are so beautiful to see, especially when you got fucking A-Rob out there blocking his ass off with Jimmy Graham or whoever's out there doing that. You know, it's good to see a different mindset when it comes to knowing your personnel. KYP, man, know your personnel.
Hell
and,
yeah.
And play to their favor, to their advantages. And that's what we've been seeing with Lazor, man. So, you know, Matt Nagy, that's a different topic, man.
Yeah, it's a different topic. But okay, big game. We know what's going on. We know what's at stake. If the Bears pull this win, we're seeing the Packers more than likely. We're seeing them, depending what happens with Seattle and the Saints. If Seattle wins and the Packers lose, Seattle's got that first round bye. That I know for sure. If Seattle and the Packers lose and the Saints win, they got that first round bye. But either way, the Packers would be ahead of the Seahawks. Actually, hold on. I believe, don't quote me on that. Don't quote me on that. But there's a possibility that we will see the Packers in back-to-back weeks if we win, though. There will be a possibility of that. And, you know, and that would be in Lambeau Field if that happens. But regardless, if that happens, we're more than happy because we're in the motherfucking playoffs.
And how fun would it be to watch a fucking rematch at Lambeau for the first round after playing a spoiler of your fucking home field advantage and all this other shit in a bye week? It would be amazing because, first of all, we know that the Packers are coming here to get a W. We know that. They're not coming over here to fuck around and, you know, they're trying to get that W to get all these things we've been talking about. So if we can handle them, the confidence is booming and we're going to get them in round one of the playoffs. And I'm absolutely fine with that. If we can handle them at home, we can damn for sure fuck with them at Lambeau.
Hell yeah, bro. So we know what's at stake. It looks like, I mean, pretty much it's just, there's some other things that could happen as far as like the Washington, watch yourselves right now. They got the NFC East with the 6-9 record with the tiebreaker over the Cowboys. But if the Cowboys pull a win, they'll end up getting that fourth seed. Washington will fall out. So there's a couple little things to look after, but really that wild card spot is between the Bears and the Cardinals, and that's it. That's really where it's at. So big game. We'll see what's going to happen. And, you know, yeah, man, that's pretty much it, man. We gave you guys a little bit of a preview for that Packers game. Bear the fuck down. We need this game. Let's go, bro. You got anything else you want to hit on before we head out of here?
Just two things, and they're going to be real quick and real simple. Fuck the Packers and bear the fuck down.
Just like that, baby. So we'll catch you guys at the next one. We will be doing a recap of that Packers game. Bear the fuck down. You guys know where we're at. Let's get it, baby. Peace out.